The Inner Size Revolution. Over 3 decades ago, a very wise and successful man asked me a simple yet profound question that transformed my life. At the time, I was just 19 years old, with no college behind me and none in front of me as far as I could see. I still had dreams of being successful, at least as I thought it to be, mansions, yachts, fancy cars, hot bodies, glamorous lives. Those things captivated me, and I was determined that one day I would become as financially successful as the people I saw on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. There were, however, a few hiccups along the way to realizing my dreams. The first was I had left high school about 2 years earlier, right after 11th grade. The second, I was still living in my parents' apartment. I'd been told that, without a college degree, I was going to have to settle for working for minimum wage. I have to admit, that warning hit home. My father was living proof. As a cab driver, he was always chasing down the next fare and barely made ends meet. Worse, although I'd been working at one part-time job or another since I was 8, my work experience was patchy. I held different jobs. Perhaps the longest-lasting one was a stint as a scrappy street kid shoplifting, committing petty crimes and, due to my larger size compared to the other kids, a reliable brawler in the streets. I had reached a turning point, though, that summer of my 19th year on Earth. I looked back just long enough to say goodbye to the shore and cast my sights to the open waters in search of a better future. As fate or God's will or whatever you want to call it showed up, I was fortunate to cross paths with a wise and successful man. My concept of success at that time was pretty shallow. However, today, with hindsight, I see that he was indeed very successful in ways I only came to appreciate as I dug deeper for meaning and purpose in my life. Alan Brown was an astute and wealthy entrepreneur who was also a wise and generous philanthropist. He loved to help people achieve their dreams, especially those with a sparkle of passion and success in their eyes. Alan saw that sparkle in mine. One April afternoon at lunch, Alan was eating a healthy salad as I was chowing down a burger and fries when our casual talk moved onto new ground. As I shared more of my life story with Alan, he listened patiently for a while, but as soon as I began to complain about all the ways I had been wronged, no education, no money, no connections, no skills, "John," he interrupted, "whatever happened in the past is totally irrelevant. The past is your history. The only thing that matters is what you choose and decide to do for yourself starting right now, today. The past you can't change, but you can choose to change your future." I was taken aback, filled with skepticism. A moment later, though, hope shined its light. "How can I do that? How do I choose my future?" By answering 3 simple yet very profound questions. Those questions would change the direction of my life forever. "What specifically do you want to achieve?" He was careful to point out that he was asking not what I thought I could achieve, but what I really wanted to achieve. I shared with him some of my biggest goals and dreams, like retiring when I was 45 with a net worth of $3 million, how I would have a big home, a fancy sports car, and enough money to travel the world and take care of my parents. He nodded understandingly. "Why must you achieve these goals?" He asked me to dig deeper and come up with as many reasons as I could because, as he explained, you'll need that leverage over yourself for the times when you don't feel like doing what it is you need to do. And then he threw the mother of all questions at me, looking deep into my eyes again, almost as if peering into my soul. He asked, Are you interested in or are you committed to achieving these goals and living the life of your dreams? Man, I don't know. What's the difference? I ask. If you're interested, he said, you'll do what's convenient and what's easy. You'll come up with stories or excuses of why you can't. You'll allow your past or present circumstances to control what you think and do. If you're interested, you won't be willing to go through the discomfort of change yourself, because change is absolutely required if you're serious about breaking free from your current beliefs, habits, and results. If, however, you're committed, then you'll do whatever it takes. You'll take action in spite of your doubts and fears. If you're committed, you will upgrade your knowledge, your skills, and your belief system of what is possible for you to achieve. If you're serious and committed, you will choose to let go of anything that is holding you back. I can teach you how to strengthen your mindset. That's where you start, and from there you move to making the internal shifts needed to overcome your mental and emotional obstacles. I can teach you this. I can teach you how to override your subconscious, unpleasant emotions, and the automatic limiting behaviors that keep you stuck. A few heartbeats passed in silence. So, Alan said softly, are you interested or are you committed? I was excited and scared. So, he asked again softly. Finally, I held out my hand to shake his. I'm committed. Let's do this. It was that commitment, that single decision at age 19, that kick-started everything for me. It was at that moment that naive intentions and grandiose dreams shifted to me, truly forging the life I wanted. Using what Alan and a few other amazing mentors taught me, I went on to build 5 multi-million dollar companies. I've authored 2 New York Times best-selling books. I've been in 8 movies and documentaries. I've been on national TV, Larry King Live, The Ellen DeGeneres Show, CNN with Anderson Cooper, and more. I've created a life that not only resembles the people I watched on the lifestyles of the rich and famous, but more important than all of that glamour, I've been enriched far beyond with excellent health, an incredible wife, and 2 amazing sons. Don't let me mislead you, though. This didn't all happen in a straight line. In fact, I've had as many steps backward and sideways as I've had going forward. It was not suddenly happily ever after. Along with my material success came an overindulgence in what were supposed to be heavenly rewards, but in reality were hellish trappings. The result? 2 divorces, alcohol and sugar addiction, ulcerative colitis, pre-diabetes, stock market busts, a business bankruptcy, and more than 50 extra pounds of fat that my body didn't need. My life in the fast lane cost me my health, dear loves, and friendships, millions of dollars, and very nearly my sanity. In the end, the intercises and guidance in this book are what helped me turn my setbacks into my biggest comebacks by being committed to achieving the life of my dreams, no matter what. You can make the same commitment. By now, some 37 years since that conversation with Alan, I've asked those same 3 questions to tens of thousands of my students. There's magic in those questions. They can be the gateway to an entirely new life for you. Intercise is a book about using your brain to achieve your goals and dreams. It's a practical, science-based guide to understanding what holds you back and what can lead you forward. In the pages that follow, you'll be introduced to empowering ways that can transform your life. You'll learn how to recognize and release feelings of uncertainty and doubt that cause you to procrastinate and deny taking the right steps towards achieving spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical success. You'll learn to identify what's really holding you back and then reframing and releasing it, followed by retraining your brain to have the confidence, certainty, and focus to achieve your goals and dreams. You'll learn to feel, think, and act at your highest level so you can start to achieve your goals instead of just setting them. You'll learn how to live your life with more purpose and meaning, to feel in more control, freed from your stress, circumstances, and people draining your vitality and energy. We stand at the forefront of a revolution in brain science that can provide you with better tools to work more productively with far greater emotional and spiritual balance. A revolution that can help you create a life filled with deeper meaning, passion, purpose, and joy. So ask yourself this question: are you merely interested in having the life you desire, or are you committed to having it?